I got a really nice letter from a listener viewer that I'd like to share with you today, because she asks a really great question, and that is balancing your acting career with your side hustle. So your acting versus your side hustle on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. It's so great to have you here today. I'm really looking forward to today's episode. Now, if you're just tuning in on the YouTube channel of Casting Actors Cast, you're going to see I'm in a completely new set. I've kind of rearranged and changed things up a bit in order to give you the best quality programming I can on this podcast, this podcast video. So if you haven't checked me out on the YouTube channel, I encourage you to please do so. And it would really be great for you to give me a thumbs up or a like or a listen or a review or, you know, whatever you could do would be absolutely great. This is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you for tuning in. I encourage you to go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find some additional information. You're going to find links to some past videos as well as past podcasts. But also there's a form there that says dive into the talent pool. If you do that, that'll take you to a private page where you can download a free book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. I encourage you to check that out. Additionally, there is a private video all about casting director secrets, what they don't want you to know. It's a 20-minute video. It's all on the old YouTube channel set. And it really is, I think, really fun to listen to. And it's yours exclusively if you fill out that form on the website. Also, this is that moment where I get to say thank you to my friends at Actors Connection. Actors Connection in New York continue to do just outstanding programming in all kinds of areas of show business. Everything from scene study to monologues to voiceover work, working with producers and directors and agents and casting directors. It really is a comprehensive training and very specific classes for the actor. So I'm going to encourage you to go to Actors Connection.com/New York and do check them out. So as I mentioned, I got this really nice letter and I really wanted to have a chance to read the letter and then answer the listener viewer's question, because I think that there may be, and I suspect that there are many of you out there dealing with the same issues. Those issues being, how do you manage an acting career and your side hustle? And sometimes those are in conflict with each other. So that's why I'm calling this acting career side hustle. But I use the word versus because it seems like there's always a push me, pull you sort of scenario in trying to find the right balance between your love of acting and wanting to approach acting professionally and, of course, just being able to survive, especially when it comes to what we're dealing with now with COVID cases continually rising. It just is really scary out there. So I hope to answer some of those questions. So here's the letter.
Have a question for Jeffrey? Just go to castingactorscast.com and use the comment form. Jump into the talent pool. It's easy. Here's Jeff with this week's questions.
And thank you very much for that. So this is a letter I received recently, and it says, Dear Jeffrey, that would be me. thank you for the Halloween special gift. What a lovely treat. And of course, I found the information incredibly helpful. What she's referring to is that she actually did go to castingactorscast.com. Okay, I know I'm heavily promoting today, but she actually then just was able to take a look at that YouTube video of Casting Director Secrets. So that's why she's making that reference. She continues, you're going to love this. I listen to Casting Actors Cast weekly while I am cleaning. I know. But I find it is a time when my brain is completely open to all of the wonderful information and motivation that you give. Jeffrey, your positive attitude and wonderful information are a bright spot in this pandemic. I can't thank you enough. Here's a topic I'd like you to discuss: balancing the side hustle with the performing career. Any tips? Thanks. And this is from Heidi. Heidi H., I want to thank you so much for that letter. It really meant a lot that you would take the time to write to me. And you know, I'm getting all kinds of letters every day from people who are listening to the channel. So it's really great fun for me to be able to answer questions like this on the air. Because like I said earlier, I suspect that many of you might have the same question. So please, if you have a question, you can do that. You can actually email me directly if you want, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Now, my final announcement before I jump into the topic for today is that I put out a shout out a couple of weeks ago for any of you who might be interested in getting an on-the-air evaluation of your self-tape. That is, if you have a monologue, or you're preparing an audition, or you just want to work on your self-tape skills, then I encourage you to go and put that together the best you can and send it to me. By sending it to me, you're actually acknowledging that you would allow me to play your self-tape on the air, and I'm going to do a live evaluation. I'm going to give you feedback on the technical aspect of your self-tape work, but I'm also going to talk about your acting work. So you're going to get, you know, feedback from a casting director. But the only thing that might, you know, make you a little nervous is that, you know, I'm going to be playing it for everybody who tunes into the podcast, the Podio. So I don't want you to be nervous about that. I think this is going to be a positive experience, and you will be helping other actors who don't even know where to start. So if you have interest in getting feedback on the air, please send me a link to your audition, care of castingactorscast, all one word, @gmail.com. So I know I've promoted it a couple of times. There have been some responses, but I'd love to see a few more. And I will let you know if this is something that I've chosen for you. And we will be putting that podcast Podio together. So thank you so much for that. So let's talk about the situation that we're dealing with. It's really challenging to find that balance between how do I do the survival job, but how do I also maintain my focus and my energy towards my career? Basically, my sense of this is that you might want to consider looking at where you are, your choices, in a slightly different way than where you're looking at it now. And here are a few examples. Number one, acting and survival gigs do not have to be in conflict. I know I said your acting versus your side hustle, but if you remove the versus out of it, it doesn't have to be something that you are frustrated by, because let's just examine it a little deeper. Every job you do really does contribute to your life experience. And your life experience equals your unique acting choices. So no matter what that side hustle job is, there really is a way of looking at it in acting terms. For example, you might be asked to play the part. So it's really simple. So anything you do in life is going to contribute to your experience, which contributes to your acting choices. So that's one way to looking at it. That's one way that you can decide that acting and survival gigs do not have to be in conflict. Now, another thing I want to address is the job that you currently have, or maybe you're looking for a side hustle job. A suggestion that I have is that you choose jobs that have some sort of flexibility to them. That means that you can, if you get an audition, that you can go ahead and without any repercussions, you can reschedule or have enough of a flexible schedule so that you can still do your classes, you can still do your auditioning. Or if you don't have that flexibility, then if you are going to be choosing the side hustle job, something that's just going to help you make some money, I suggest that you find some kind of opportunity that is rewarding for you beyond just money. I hope that makes sense. Something that you can feel at least fulfilled in and rewarded by, whether it's helping other people, whether it's being a nanny. I know a lot of actors who love to be a dog walker. They do have a flexible schedule, but they love dogs and they're taking dogs out into Central Park. And you can do pretty well in terms of having a side hustle as a dog walker. So keep the things in mind that what would be the best thing that complements all of the issues that you have going for you as an actor in an acting career. And that leads me to my next point, which is to keep your acting goals front and center. So the side hustle is a side hustle. Hopefully you've found something that's interesting and rewarding, enough that's going to be contributing to your own life experience anyway. But if you make a concentrated and concerted effort to block out your career time in your day, every day, you block out a chunk of time, make a commitment to doing that, that will help your acting goals. And if you keep them front and center in your schedule, you're not going to feel as if you're being compromised. You're not going to feel as if you're just kind of doing the drag old side job just to make it work and then be exhausted, tired, and frustrated about your acting career. If you set aside a little block of time every day towards your career. Now, I used to say this, and I did say this in a previous podcast, and what helped me when I was acting was I said, I'm going to do three things a day towards my career. Just three things. And that would be reading a script. That would be making some kind of contact with friends or with peers in the business. That was really a good thing. Calling my agent was not one of those things. But even I justified going to the gym, for example, and, you know, keeping myself physically fit. That was something that was toward my career, right? So I really tried to do three things a day and carve out that time. Now, you know, I understand nobody has enough time. And I also understand that the time that you feel that you do have is just being absolutely zapped because of the current state of where we are in terms of the coronavirus, in terms of the crazy politics, in terms of the social unrest that we are dealing with, that it just feels so draining. But just, you know, I just encourage you to really take a look. You can take a little chunk of time out every day and rationalize that that is your time for your career. And that brings me to my next point, which I think I hope that you would agree with, which is to not lose your big picture goals by negative thoughts about your side hustle gig. We tell ourselves all kinds of things throughout the course of any given day, right? And the voices in your head are at work all the time. And I've seen actors just get more and more resentful because their acting career isn't going the way they want it to. And so they resent the job even more. And then that becomes just this weird cycle of negativity that can really bring you down, that can really do a number on your head. So I have some suggestions so that you can keep those negative thoughts about your job at bay and start embracing some of the positive choices you're making for yourself on a regular basis. So one, I would say find support with other actors, finding a coach or other classes, just something that's going to keep you socially connected, but also somebody who's there to assist, to support, even to challenge you on some of those career choices. So that really comes down to embracing your situation and not to resent it. Embrace the world you are in right now and say that, gosh, I'm doing this side hustle so that I can afford to focus on my career choices. Again, I'm not just talking monetarily, I'm talking about emotionally. Feeling emotionally connected to having an acting career is almost as good as having an acting career, I promise you. Only because the choices and decisions you make are going to really reinforce each other. They're going to really reinforce your attitude and your approach. And then, of course, I think it's important to decide what you'll need to be a full-time actor. Now, a lot of actors don't do this. They say, well, I'm taking classes, or I'm in college taking a training, and I also have to have this side job in order to stay in school, and then I have to, you know, support a family or take care of the kids, or, you know, the list can go on, and I empathize, I understand it. But the first thing to do is to really sit down and have an honest conversation with yourself. The question is, what are you going to need to be a full-time actor? What is going to be required for you to make the commitment to being a full-time actor? Well, of course, the first thing on everybody's list is money, probably, right? Well, but that's why you've got the side hustle. So are you making enough money? Are you putting enough money aside so that eventually when you make the decision that you're going to be a full-time actor, that you have additional financial resources? So if you're just making ends meet, I understand, and that's tough. I get it. But then maybe it's time to take a look at what other opportunities might be out there. Are there money-making opportunities closer to your acting career that might be helpful? A suggestion that I make is when I first came to New York, I started being a reader for the blind. And that was so rewarding, but it also really helped my reading out loud skills. And so I was really grateful that there I was being compensated for a job that was actually helping me. So that's the kind of creative thinking that you might just, in your quiet moments, think about that. What are your requirements? So money would be one. The other might be location. Where are you living now? Now, if the goal is to be in New York or Los Angeles or Atlanta or Chicago, you know, the big cool hubs of what's stuff going on right now, then that should be also part of the planning. That should be part of the goal setting. And what other needs do you have in order to decide that you're going to be a full-time actor? Well, you have to have the opportunities. I mean, that's just kind of obvious, right? You have to know that there are going to be enough potential opportunities out there through your auditions, through your contacts, through people that you've worked. And right now might not be the best time for deciding that this is the time to be a full-time actor. It could be. And I can tell you that at McCorkle Casting, we're working on 3 feature films right now. And stuff is starting to kind of come back in a really cool way. But because of our situation, you might just have to still maintain your sanity and be in the planning stages, not necessarily executing the plan, but putting together all those ducks in the row that you need it to be in for you to be a full-time actor. Now, here's another point that I'd like to share with you that I think is something that we miss sometimes. I really want you to also take a moment and remember why you love acting. Why do you love acting? I mean, something happened that made you make this decision that you wanted to be an actor. What was it? So recall that defining moment that you had to become an actor. Think about that. Live in that place for a while. Because I think that there's something really important to keep that fire burning, to keep that positive mental attitude going, that everything that you do in the course of your day, in addition to planning out your acting career stuff that you've carved out, even the side hustle is contributing in some way to you becoming a full-time actor. So that means you have to simply project yourself into the future a little bit. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 3 years? Now, I'm not talking about goal setting, and if the goal doesn't come true, then it's all over. I'm talking about just projecting realistically about where you see yourself, and then act as if you are there now in the choices and decisions you make. And then finally, it's important to scale up your skills. Scale up those things that are going to be required of you. And here are some suggestions. I know I'm repeating myself from previous episodes, but here are some thoughts. Being able to do a really good self-tape. You know, that's a really great skill set to really perfect and spend some time on. How are you on Zoom auditioning? How does your backdrop look? How's your lighting? How's your sound? All of those things that I've done podcasts on, patios on, I would love for you to check those out. So there are literal things that you can do to scale up your skills. Now, if you can't afford an acting class, what are you doing to stay sharp in your acting work? Are you getting together with like-minded actors, reading plays on a regular basis? Are you communicating via, you know, the Facebook groups that are out there with actors? There are those things that are there. I know everything requires a little bit of time, but that's going to ultimately feel very rewarding if you do the work. I don't want the acting career and the side hustle to be in conflict. I would rather have you think about this as situational circumstances. And to review, let's just turn those negative thoughts into actionable decisions. Recall the love you have for being an actor and scale up your professionalism. That is the best way in getting the right perspective so that you can continue to move forward in your acting career. Please let me know if you liked this episode. If you did, I would love to hear from you. Don't forget that you're welcome to submit your self-tape video if you would like to be evaluated on the air. And thank you so much for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please like, share. You know, I could use an iTunes review. If you liked what you heard and you're listening on a regular basis, please, please, please help me help you by giving me a review. It's your feedback that keeps me going as well. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. And as I just said, this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.